judge is beautiful.
Oh, he is. Did you file?
No, he said even though the county didn't ask for one.
Oh, I see.
The county, part of home. And I alluded to doing that, but, what do you think?
Referring and the dissenting opinion, you couldn't find the actual decision.
Except you can govern.
I think you could have found that and what he thinks is in it. I don't know.
Yeah, we're on. You told me she didn't have to be here, didn't you?
Yes, Lexington Committee. Alderman Lanzer.
I don't know, which is the last draft?
Was there any change in the last draft?
Isn't that unbelievable?
Because I got a draft here and a draft there.
Okay, it's, 6:04. I will reconvene this, Finance and Administration Committee meeting on the budget hearing. What are we, doing first? We're gonna do the resolution first?
We could, you want to do the bond first?
No.
Or you want to do the resolution?
First off, I want to do the budget finalization. There's some issues that, that Mr. Riedel was gonna respond to that was asked, the information that was asked for from the committee.
Okay, so we'll do budget finalization. Mr. Schwartz, please, direct this.
Mr. Riedel has some information that the committee requested.
There were some requests made by the committee. The first was, a sampling of comparable counties, for health insurance. And I have provided these. The counties that were polled are on this list, and the comparable grid is coming around this way. They are not presented in order by their request. And if you want to know who's who on this list, please call me. I'd be happy to talk to you. Item two was a request by the committee to, in particular, Supervisor Rose to have a rundown of the accomplishments of the golf operation. So I have attached the document that you submitted the other night, and with that I've attached the head-to-head goals and their achievement. And so this is in line for the in-range adjustment for the manager of golf. The next document is going to require a certain amount of explanation. I'm going to pass it around first. Supervisor Grady requested somewhat of an explanation of how the non-RFA plan was going to work, and so I'm going to use this as a visual aid. It is again just for use as a visual aid. As soon as everybody gets one, I'll explain it.
Right, no.
Thank
you.
Which one do you
want? Everybody have one of these?
Nope.
Keep going. Yeah.
Oh, can you hand me one?
No problem. Yeah. There's more. You want the rest of it?
You want the,
It's getting small. Oh, right.
Sure. You have a comparison on health plan? Okay.
Got everything.
All right, I think we're just about there. I'm going to use this to explain the non-rep pay plan and how the steps work.
And do that first.
You will see that there are 9 steps associated with the non-rep pay plan, actually 10. From the minimum step to and through the control point, which is step 5, is where the 3% of the control point raise comes in. You'll recall there's 3 levels of increases. One is 3% of the control point. One is 2.5%, and one is no more than 1.5 based on merit. So the first the 3% category is from minimum to control point or step 5. The 2.5% falls between step 6 and step 9. And then the merit range is the blue range, and the merit range is the category where it's based on the performance of the employee, goals and objectives established by the employee supervisor, not to exceed 1.5. So hopefully that explains. If anybody has any more questions, please feel free to ask.
Would you just please repeat that portion that you said regarding the
merit?
Okay.
The merit range, as you can see, it's the top 20% of the scale. And that is max at 1.5% of the control point based on achievement of performance goals set by the supervisor and the individual in that category.
So in the first example, you just use Group L, Corporation Council, in the one of a similar category. Where is 1.5% on this chart?
It's approximately each step. So if you go from the minimum, I'm sorry, you say 1.5?
Mm-hmm.
That would be, it's 1.5 at the control point. So under step L, mm-hmm. it's 1.5%, $107,809.
So does step 5 represent a particular...
It's called the control point. It's a formula that establishes essentially the midpoint of the range.
Okay, so in all cases then, step 5 is the control point and the midpoint.
Correct.
Okay.
So just so I understand this then, in step L, if someone were to be hired within that range, or that pay range is between the 97,845 and the 117,728.
127,216 is the top of the range.
That's the top of the range.
Right.
Okay. So in the non-rep pay plan, you can hire somebody and you can put them, you can't put them beyond the control point or the midpoint. Is that my understanding?
Correct. According to the non-rep pay plan, they must come in between 97 and 107.
So they can come in from the minimum and the control point.
Right.
And then... The 3%, if you look at the incremental difference between minimum step 2, step 3, step 4, is 3% of the control point.
Correct again.
Okay. And then going from step 5, 6, 7, 8 to 9, that is 2.5% of the control point. That's the increment.
Correct.
So if someone is in step 4 and they get a favorable above average evaluation, that means that they can go up one step.
Correct.
They can't go up two steps.
Correct.
If they're going to go up any more than the one step, then they got to do an in-range pay adjustment that needs to come back to the Administration and Finance Committee.
Yes.
Okay.
And when you say one step, is that one step per annum?
Yes.
What's the blue numbers for?
Oh,
I'm looking at that right.
Again, I caution you not to put too much value. This is last year's model that I've used and amended so that you could see it. The blue numbers are people who fall below the minimum of the range. That won't be the case if you implement the steps anyway, so the blue numbers don't.
I was going to say,
it's kind of a number for
one of the blue numbers is the Director of Personnel Services. Does that mean you're at less than the minimum of the range?
Yes.
I make a motion.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Or did we just change the ranges?
That's not what I'm trying to do here, though.
Did we change the ranges, or?
The bottom of the range, you'll note that the bottom of the range that is being proposed is somewhat higher than the bottom of the range as it exists today. And so, in order to get things situated appropriately, and that's why.
So to review, a new hire could be brought at minimum, step 2, step 3, step 4, inclusive of step 5 or not inclusive of step 5?
It could go to step 5, yes.
As a new hire?
Yes.
Then, with favorable performance review, they could conceivably go one step per year at a maximum?
Correct.
And the performance review, is that a relatively new document and formulation that we have come up with due to the changes in state law and so forth, or is this something we've had previously in the past?
Something we've had previously in the past.
Good.
This was part of way back when. Previously, we wiped it out because the tool wasn't being used properly. This is restoring the tool and putting the non-reps, if you will, on par with, I don't know what the new the represented, for lack of a better word.
It's kind of an interesting twist because formerly represented employees who we are now calling classified will also be subject to a comprehensive evaluation in order to get their steps. So it's actually going to be county-wide now, the evaluation process. It'll be important. It's a good idea.
Supervisor O'Day.
You said the numbers in black are current positions, right?
Correct.
How old are they? Last year's?
Last year's, which makes them about the same.
But so when do you update this then?
Well, depending upon what the board passes in the budget, this document will be updated in time for January 1st.
Okay. I mean, I've never seen this before. And I thought
it was a working document that I put together for.
Oh, okay.
To explain.
Is this something you'll bring forward then?
I can bring forward it. Sure, I'd be happy to.
That'd be all right to ask?
Sure.
Sure.
So, is this in February? Is it reasonable?
Probably. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
February would be fine.
So, February, we'll see a report on at least where this is.
Yeah. So, you'll know where we're starting because we're going to report on the evaluations anyway.
Yeah. Right. Just but it puts it in a different perspective.
So, if I understand this correctly, these increases that can occur per annum would be at the discretion of administration based upon review. Is that correct?
Yeah, the employee supervisor does the evaluation and makes a recommendation. The county executive is going to review them,
okay.
Which is a switch from the past, and then we will award them on the date of the anniversary.
So based upon that, this committee is not required to act upon them, but would be informed?
Yes.
Informed. Is that correct?
There's a reporting element, an annual reporting element, they thought. I can't.
I can bring the evaluation rundown to you at whatever increment you're comfortable. But there is an annual requirement.
Yes. In the policy, there's a requirement that it be reported to the committee so they can see if it's being, if everybody's getting it or it's being used.
Mm-hmm. But as you mentioned earlier, an in-range adjustment, which would be over and above what we see here, would come to this committee and require their approval. Is that correct?
Correct.
That's my question.
Did we approve the non-rep pay plan the other day? So this is just kind of an explanation.
For me. These 3 points are information. Kind of, yes. And there's no action required, right?
Well, I think I still need action on the golf or a golf.
Yes. So on to the next item.
Last thing that I have today is I did manage to get the yellow highlighting to work. You'll all be happy to know. I do want to make one last minute change to the benefit policies in the paid time off area. Currently, for employees who are earning their vacation as an accrued benefit, the county owes that as wages should the employee leave during the following year. So in other words, we are accruing vacation this year to be used for next year. And in the case of most of our employees, they begin that accrual in July. And so as we transition from a vacation policy to a PTO policy, in the first year, what we'll call the transition period, some of the days off will be labeled vacation because they have been earned and are a benefit which can convert to wages. And PTO, which you know is not, because we were offering it as a bank. So when you approved the total number of days off, some of those days will be vacation and some of those days will be PTO, but the schedule will not increase beyond that number of days that you approved last week. And so I'm asking for a sentence to be added to the policy, which says that during the transition period when someone has half PTO and half vacation, that vacation be taken first. This has been discussed with the payroll supervisor and others. It is to the best interest of Kenosha County that vacation be exhausted first, and then PTO as we transition from one to the other.
And why is that?
Because as an accrued benefit, it is, it can convert to cash. We would owe that if you quit. Mm-hmm. PTO is not. PTO is, we're just giving you 20 days off, and you can take them or not, but they don't convert to cash.
Okay.
And that's one of the benefits of the PTO.
Makes sense.
So did we adopt this policy here?
Minus the language he wants put in.
You need a motion on this language.
I would like a motion on that, please.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
That's been moved by Supervisor Gantz, seconded by Supervisor Eckernes, to include the language regarding PTO that's highlighted in yellow. Any discussion? Supervisor Underhill.
Can these be carried over, or can they be carried over?
The policy says you can carry over 5 PTO days.
Anything else? Supervisor Gray.
Under this plan right here, as far as the vacation being used first, do you have an estimation of how long it would take to basically have the vacation exhausted from the system and be entirely on PTO?
All of our employees will have to have exhausted in the first year, because you can't carry over enough days to dip into the vacation. So if someone were to, let's just say, I earned six vacation days by working from July to December this year, and then I'm given another, 9, so that I have 15 days off next year. If I quit in February and I have some of those 6 days left, we will have to owe you for those days.
Right.
However, my first vacation, whenever I take that, we'll start chipping away at that.
So regardless, you'll be done in 2012?
Yes. And also, I want to make the point that vacation can be used and will be used in some cases as an FMLA paid benefit in the event that you get to the federal level of that particular benefit. Okay. We can take vacation. Okay. But all of that will be managed appropriately.
Thank you.
Okay, that's all. Anything else?
Nope.
Who's going to address the golf?
We have a motion on the floor.
Vote on the motion.
Oh, okay.
Moved and seconded.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. The amendment passes.
That's it.
Thank you for your information on the
are you done?
Insurance.
Go shoot off your way. Didn't move in from the one you got. To show where there's slides.
Okay, Al, what are we going to address?
Did you make a motion on the golf thing?
We did not address the golf. No. We had one item. Let's review the goals from last year's. Supervisor Rose requested information relative to the golf 2011 objectives in order to consider the pay adjustment for the golf manager. So who's going to present this to us?
That's my job, I guess.
Stay put.
Sorry. Supervisor Rose provided us the cover sheet last week, and this was a cover sheet that was apparently established during the budget hearings for 2011. And these were the targets that the golf manager intended to hit as he went forward. He has provided to you the golf department targets on page 2, and you will see that are how they came to accomplishing that. For example, in the first line, number of outings, the plan was 145 for 2011. They hit 137. That's a 90% achievement, and they're targeting 150 for next year. You can see it's the same setup for the number of rounds and leagues and pass holders, etc. So this is the golf manager's response to the document that was distributed on Thursday night last.
Who gives the golf manager his evaluation?
Ray Arbin, the director.
And that was given?
I'm guessing it was. I'd have to go check and make sure.
You're the person.
He would have signed off.
I know, but I mean, I sign off for 180 of those. Okay. So He's in there.
I'll find him.
Well, that's what I'm assuming. Yeah. That he had to have an evaluation in order for them to sign off.
Yeah, his evaluation would occur in February, so it's quite a while ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that he presents this to you with confidence that Mr. Dreyer has accomplished at least within close enough distance to deserve the in-range adjustment.
Again, no less than
that. I move approval for his
second. It's been moved by Supervisor Singer.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Grady to approve the golf manager in-range increase. On the question,
can I talk to
Supervisor Singer?
From the numbers that are shown here, and it was my contention last year, that before we gave him a raise, we wanted to make sure that, he showed us the beef. You know, where's the beef? He showed us the beef. I think he's doing a good job. And I was reluctant last year to just give him a raise without him meeting or getting close to some of his goals that he's looking for. Obviously, goals are best case scenario. And, I that's why I decided to make the motion for him to get it. But I'm glad we were providing this information.
Supervisor Gray.
Much the same sentiment. I had difficulty with this proposition last time around. I wanted at least one more year to see both from a management standpoint of the resource, the ability to control expense out there. And some things clearly are beyond manager's control, weather, things like that. Closing of the highway in front of Brightdale, beyond control. You look at the expense side, as you've gone through these documents, it's not here in our pages this evening. But that has truly been something that Kenosha County has not had a good as handle as we do now, expense-wise, in the golf course. So, I mean, that is really being addressed much better than it has in the past. I'm frankly pleased that Supervisor Rose asked for this report. When I look at it, if I'm reading it correctly here, every single goal is basically 95% or above. Well, there's a 92%, 94%. So are we done yet? No. Do we have ways to go? Certainly. But I would think in this case an in-range adjustment is justified.
Can I inquire, what is his current salary again?
65.
It appears to be 65. 65. It
should be on the insured, right? 65 plus.
65, 609, 46.
What's the call? What pay range was that again?
He's in the E pay range. I mean, you look at the level of responsibility even compared to some of those that are in E. Supervisor Rose, did you have anything else? And my only comment, in addition to everything that's been said, certainly there's a challenging year, and I'm not going to say weather, but construction is not going to happen again next year out there. That certainly was a challenge for them, but it also comes down to, we've got to look at compression, you've got to look at how those things happen, and he's got the gentleman right below him making more than him, because when we tried to make this adjustment last year, we held back on the one. So I think from that standpoint, if there are compression issues, certainly as a committee, we've asked the administration to bring those forward, because we want our employees to want to move up the ladder and take on, use their experience and take on management positions. And if they can't, if there's not a fiscal reason to do it, why would they do it? So, any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. That is approved. That we dealt with all of the budget finalization issues, Al. Okay, we're going to go on to waste management. It is now 6:27. Resolution to modify the prior agreements between Kenosha County and waste management. Moved by Supervisor Singer, second by Supervisor Rose. Any other discussion?
I'm glad that we brought it in as a separate resolution. I think it was important, and that's why we're doing what we're doing here. I think to keep the landfill open for the benefit of Harris as well as the benefit of the county. I mean, if they close it, all the revenue's gone. So, you know, it is important for jobs. They cut back on quite a few jobs out there because the amount of tonnage has decreased. But, you know, we're trying to do what we can do to keep businesses afloat here. So,
any other? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The resolution carries. It's going to go around. Okay. It is 6:28. We're going to take the initial resolution authorizing the issuance of general obligation promissory notes in an amount not to exceed $5,870,000 for budget capital projects in Kenosha Area Business Alliance grant. Mr. Harrigan.
Just a note for the committee. The amount changed after we did some reconciling. So.
And you can see it in the reports that we have.
This one right here.
Does everyone have this report?
The pre-sale?
And bring it with me.
Which one?
It's on the table.
This one. Yeah.
I did it today.
Why is that number in resolution different than what number was
supposed to
be?
I can explain that, Mr. Chairman. The question that the chairman is asking is, you have the in the pre-sale report, we have essentially two issues that are identified here. One is $2,810,000 for GO building bonds, and the other is $12,740,000 for general obligation promissory notes. You have one resolution before you tonight, which is an initial resolution in the amount of $8,651,259 for the notes. The notes that are being issued are $12,740,000. The difference between those two numbers is an amount that had been previously authorized by the resolution you adopted last year. And so we're using the authority that had been already granted under a prior resolution. And the difference is the $8,651,000 number. And we had checked those figures with the county as well as with bond counsel, Quarles and Brady, to make sure that we have the proper authority. The outstanding authority is approximately $4,088,741 on prior bonds. And you had also previously authorized $2,810,000 in building bonds.
So the $4 million number that you just quoted, we previously authorized?
Yes, you have.
That was part of last year's resolution?
Right.
Is that because we had some projects that we were doing from year to year?
Yes.
One of them was the building over here?
Right.
That's one of them. The other one was the $900,000?
Right.
Okay.
And some road. Highway G&K.
Okay. So if you can just give me an email of that breakdown, or is that in here?
We'll give you a summary of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to, so when I present the budget, I'm aware.
Can do. If it would be possible, Mr. Chairman, I would like to point out a couple of things in our pre-sale report.
Okay.
First thing I wanted to mention to you is that we put together a little bit different format here than what you may have seen before. I have an executive summary here that highlights certain key elements of the issue. This is summary is something that our company has put together for all of our transactions going forward, in part in response to some of the new disclosure requirements that are mandated by the Dodd-Frank financial regulatory legislation. All of this information had pretty much been pretty well detailed for you by us verbally in the past, but we want to make sure that we've got it set forth for you. So I'm just going to highlight, we've got the proposed issues identified here, which are I've already mentioned, the authority under which the bonds are being issued statutorily, the percentage of your debt capacity that this takes up, as well as the existing debt that's outstanding. By the way, you're only using 16% of your total debt limit under our statutes. With all of that, the purposes that this is funding, and it is really several fold. You've got the courthouse, Molinaro building restoration completion, that is the bonds portion. And then for the notes there, the highway projects, countywide fiber ring C&D, your budgeted capital improvements per your budget, and the CABA high impact fund element, which is included. The bonds are scheduled for 20-year amortization. Notes are for 10 years. We have call features of 8 years on the bonds and 7 years on the notes. Because the county is issuing more than $10 million in debt with the combination of these issues in a calendar year, the debt is not considered to be bank qualified this year. From a rating perspective, your current ratings, of course, are AA by S&P and Moody's AA1. We expect to seek a re-rating under the auspices of those two agencies. We expect to do this by competitive sale. The dates of the actual sale wouldn't occur until next year. That subsequent action will be required by the county board to actually set the date for the sale. At present, we're estimating that would be sometime in June of next year. For your information, we have, as we normally do, gone over your existing debt to make sure there are no other issues that would be eligible for refunding. At this point in time, we don't see any, but if we do, we'll bring them to your attention. These bonds are required to be subject to disclosure on an ongoing basis by the county, and we assist with your full disclosure, ongoing disclosure as required by the Securities and Exchange Commission. And we also assist with the monitoring for arbitrage compliance purposes. With that, the rest, we've got some dates here that are laid out. We do expect that if this county finance committee positively approves this, which will be on the county board's agenda for the 8th of November for consideration. It does require a three-quarter vote of the county board for authorization for the initial resolution. On page 5, I want to point out we have the subject issues are the ones on the far left, the 2012 columns that are indicated. And so you can see where the sizing comes once we've identified the specific, more specific dollar amounts, $2,810,000 and the $2,740,000. For future reference, we also have additional issues through 2016 identified here. I want to point out that there is a line highlighted in blue, which identified the capacity for potential additional projects. As part of the county's policies for debt management, you have indicated that you want to stay within the idea of not using more than 70 basis points of your debt capacity. And so what we are identifying here is that there is a dollar amount that you could not exceed based upon your current overall valuation of the county, your equalized value, because as that valuation grows, so does your debt capacity, and as it shrinks, so does the capacity. So what this adds up to is about $25 million of potential projects that could be funded within that 70% range. I want to mention to you that we have reduced that because of the 7.70 factor and because of the current projected valuations of the county having been reduced. There's about $4 million of debt that we eliminated from the total over the next 3 years, just to keep you within the 0.70 range. So that is something I wanted to make the county finance committee aware of, that to stay within your designated ranges, that reduction has been made. Obviously, those projects are subject to further determination anyway, but this is really a function of what happens with your valuations, and I'm going to talk about that in a moment. In fact, on that subject, I would like to maybe skip ahead just for a second to page 8. If we look at page 8, at the top of the page, you're going to see numbers that represent what the county's actual tax base growth has been over the last 6 years. What we see here is a growth rate that has gone as high as increase from year to year to 10%. It's also more recent years dropped to a negative number, so the actual peak was reached in 2008 with your valuation at $14,999,000,000. That number has declined somewhat since then to $14,232,000. And so with that decline, we have amended our projections, and the numbers that we're using today are the numbers in the far right column. What you're going to see there is that we are projecting a reduction in value going forward for 2 years of a half of 1% in each of the next 2 years, flat growth in the third year, and then a ratcheting up of a half a percent and 1%, and then only 2% thereafter. Now, this is an attempt to be more conservative with our projected growth rates. Mm-hmm. And, of course, this will need to be revisited annually based on, because this is the number that impacts what you can borrow if you keep your policies as they are at the 0.70 factor range. And so this is the reason that we had to make that change, because of this change in the valuation projections. We turn to page 6. Pages 6 and 7 are actually one long spreadsheet, but they're split into two pages. These two pages represent the overall debt plan of the county. You'll recognize this from prior years. We start on page 6 on the left side with the existing payments on your current debt outstanding, starting with that $14 million number in 2010 and going forward. Then we add in the future borrowings, including the two proposed issues for 2012, which are highlighted in the blue and yellow columns. So you can see the structure that we've got set forth here. We're also showing you future borrowings then all the way out through the year 2020. We also have some offsetting revenues because we have some rebates coming from those Build America bonds that came from prior years, and then allocations from the debt service fund. The net levy amount is indicated as in the blue column, and then we have the valuation projections. Here, what we're using are the TID out values versus the prior sheet, which was TID in, because you aren't able to use the TID values while the TIFs are in existence, so we take the TIF out. And by dividing these, we come up with a tax rate projection. You can see that the tax rate would peak out at about $1.26 in about year 2016 under the plan currently. Just for reference, on page 9, we have included identifying the principal amount of debt outstanding each year going forward under this plan in the salmon-colored column on the left. We show the reductions of that amount to account for the portions that are attributable to refunding or refinancing, and the portions that are being paid for by the city through the intergovernmental agreement that is out there for you. That yields a net amount of principal outstanding, and that's the figure that we use to calculate your debt burden, which is currently at 0.7% of projected target of your total valuation. And by this again incorporates the plan that we've indicated. You can see that we've highlighted in yellow those numbers that are at that peak during the plan, which goes out to the year 2020. We've also highlighted the unused debt capacity. There is not an issue here in the county with regard to capacity, but you set your own limits as to how much of that capacity you're going to choose to use. You've also have no problem with regard to the percentage of this that relates to the county's overall budget. That you set a target of not wanting to exceed 15%, and you're well within that range. I will tell you that the plan, again, has been prepared in a manner consistent with our past analyses, and it's consistent with the county's past planning directives and efforts. We have included an interest rate projection here, which is well above where rates would be today, actually about 100 basis points above where rates are today. We're in an extremely low interest rate environment today. If you look at the last page of this document, you will see where rates have been over the past year, and we are at nearly the low point again, heading back in that same direction. So to hedge against further interest rate increases, we added a full percentage point to those numbers to provide a little bit of cushion in the event that rates go up. And in future years, the out years, we're even a little higher than that. So I think we've provided a little guard against market movement in that respect. So that's my presentation, Mr. Chairman. I'll be glad to answer your committee's questions.
Dave?
One additional comment. The initial resolution that was adopted for the road work, when we talked about the three projects or resolutions that were adopted to cover multiple years, was $14.1 million, and that was adopted in such a way that it would permit us to use it generally for road projects. We are using some of that capacity for road projects this year.
Any questions? Supervisor Ray.
In your opening remarks, Mr. Harrigan, you mentioned something to the effect that basically the county is borrowing up to 70% of its borrowing capacity, and that in going forward, we're looking at some reduction of approximately $4 million due to a variety of circumstances, property valuation, of course, being one of them. Is that correct?
Not quite. Your statement was that I had indicated that you were borrowing up to 70% of your borrowing capacity. That is not what I wanted to indicate.
Would you restate it?
Yes. You are borrowing an amount equal. This plan calls for you to, or allows you to borrow an amount equal to 0.70 of 1%.
70 basis points.
70 basis points. Your borrowing capacity is equal to 5%.
Okay.
So you're borrowing. So you're using less than 1% of the 5%.
Okay. So then to carry forward in your projection, that would amount to some $4 million less in borrowing,
yes,
over the period of time we're talking, just to remain within those constraints.
Yes, that is correct. That is correct.
So now to the question we're looking at here, when I look at page 5, we're looking at 2012. For Courthouse Molinero, various highway projects in 2012 and 2013. Are we seeing any reduction in those figures from originally proposed?
The 12 didn't have to be adjusted because you're able to stay within that 70 or 12. But we get into, we start to get into 13, 14, 15, and 16, then we got to start ratcheting it down.
Okay, so my question is, for various highway projects, we look at 2013, and my page 5 here, I see $4 million. $890,280. Is that saying that that was ratcheted down then?
No. The figure that we had before, instead of the next line down, Supervisor, the next line down was higher than the $1,525,000. That,
okay.
What that number represents is the additional capacity that you would have and be able to use and not exceed the 0.70 factor.
So basically, in these three budget years, these two budget years, 2012 and 2013, that $4 million is not coming into effect.
That is not coming into effect.
That's my question.
That 0.70 is a county-adopted debt policy. So
yes.
It's outstanding debt,
right,
to equalize value. And if the assumption, with the equalized value coming down and the assumption that it's coming down in the future years and remaining relatively flat with very slow growth, is a conservative presentation. My concern here is we have a big project hanging out there called the Joint Services Software Upgrade. And we've got $1.5 million of room, it appears, next year for those unknown projects that would come up based on our capital improvement projects. Dave, I guess I would just ask, what are your thoughts in that regard?
Well, the county's been committed to staying within its debt policy, and what we'll need to do is look at the total capital projects and prioritize based on looking at the project, look at what priority projects are, and then staying within our debt policy. I mean, that's always what we have to do.
So above and beyond what's scheduled, that blue line is kind of what you're stuck with based on the assumptions, the blue line on page 5. Super.
Well, I guess one other thing I could say, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
One other thing I could say is not all of that debt should be have to be assumed by the county, so that specific example of the joint services, hopefully we can ratchet that down. And in the presentation I heard, they said that was very conservative. They erred on the high side. And all of it would not have to be Kenosha County. So,
Supervisor Rose.
Page 8, the column equalized value to projections that go out 2035. We should every year take, the Finance Committee should take a look at that every year and see where we are. That's a very important column there. Mm-hmm. I understand these are your projections based on the 2%, but the growth rate now is about where it was back in 2000, and it looks like around 2006, and you're not coming up to that 2008 peak until 2020, if those things, that growth rate is accurate. So, this tells a good story about the community. That's my point here, and I think we should take a look at that every year, see where we're at.
And every time that they do a debt issue, I think Ehlers has that on there. This is, he's drawn more attention to it this time just because he's trying to show that he's pulling equalized value and how that equalized value, we're now pressing up against our own debt policy and we have to be concerned with it.
Yeah, and this also is probably the first time that it's been brought to our attention. We're on the decline every other from when the chart began here, 2005 through 2008 or 9, we're on the increase rather significantly. So, it comes to the forefront with clarity much more than in the past.
Yes. Supervisor Brady.
You were mentioning about the potential cost of the software for joint services. Has there been an approximate to the round $1 million, what that would cost? Are there figures to that?
What was the number reported to the committee? Was it $4.5 million? Or?
It was $4 to $4.5 million, but that was on the high side.
Okay.
I mean, it's very premature to discuss that as being anything.
Right. And as Mr. Gerson said, there would be a certain giving up between us and the other parties involved. Question is, from a financial standpoint, for a big ticket item like that, can that be spread over several budget years, as opposed to one budgetary year project like that?
Normally, I would spread it over to match the cash flows of the project. And normally, a project like that does span over 2 years, but we would have to look at the staging of the project and the cash flows of the project. We've done that many times in the past. I mean, that's the normal way we would do it.
So. Okay. Thank you.
Supervisor O'Day.
Just on page 9, Mike, we were looking at 2016. Where it's peaking out there. In your recollection, what was the highest we had without this, for example, subtraction from the city? Were we up as high as 110 or 112?
112 was my recollection.
112 was our maximum debt, and we ratcheted down from that point. That was about 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, it's my memory, yeah.
And what is your spread to come back to us if there's any? We lowered most of our... finance most of the bonds, but what is your normal spread that you advise us to look at?
On a refinancing?
Right.
Well, first of all, the way we look at that is in the context of percentage of savings as a percentage of the principal that you're refunding. And you actually have adopted a policy on that which says that whenever you can achieve a savings that would be a net savings after all costs, that would be an amount equal to at least 2% of the principal being refunded, it's time to start thinking of refinancing that of that issue. So that's what we use as a target for making that determination.
So in our behalf, you're reviewing that from time to time and looking at over all our issues.
Yes.
And we wouldn't
wait on this for another cycle. In other words, if something came to our attention because of market conditions, at any time, we have contacted Dave and said, hey, we've got something that we think the county needs to at least examine.
And how do the bonding agencies review that, where the city is paying X portion to actually reduce those bonds, to pay for the bond? Does that come in the equation for our rating?
Yeah, that's certainly an important consideration. The fact that there is an agreement that calls for that enables Moody's and Standard & Poor's to give you some credit for that from the calculation of your debt burden.
Because I don't know off the top of my head what their rating is, if it, you know, the city itself.
It's ours.
Thank you, Ed.
Any other questions? We will entertain a motion.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Supervisor Gantz, second by Supervisor O'Day. Any other comments? Sure. My only comment, while I'm going to vote for this tonight, I have concerns about borrowing for the CABA money, and that's going to play out on the county board floor when we get to the budget resolution. So these numbers may change, but I support the debt policy that we have, how we fund CABA. So any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Resolution carries.
I'll distribute 3 copies for signature.
You want to make sure the agenda for the county board is properly has the right numbers in?
Yeah, the resolutions will be identical to what's on the bond resolution.
Okay. Last item of business is the resolution. Is that correct, Al?
Yes.
It is 6:56. We are now going to go through the county board budget resolution. In prior years, I've always asked for the prior year resolution as well as the current year resolution so we can see the changes that are occurring within the current year and discuss them individually. It's all yours, though.
Just a quick cleanup, housekeeping. The report that Mike handed out, do you want that on the county board desk tomorrow, or do you want that to go out in the packet with the rest of the rest of the budget information?
Put it with the rest of the budget, and that's going to have it. When's the resolution?
It'll go out Friday.
The resolution is going to be adopted with the budget that same evening.
The same evening, correct.
They should come at the same time. So we have everybody have the resolutions that were handed out the other night.
Mm-hmm. Real quickly, I just want to, I know I handed this out the other night or it was in your packet, mm-hmm. but those are the adjustments that the Finance Committee made. Just 3 items of capital that we reduced. We reduced some water piping in the public works by $30,000. And then we had some DVRs that were duplicated in the Sheriff's Department budget and the IT budget. And we made an adjustment for that. The only other item that's not on here but will show up in the summary of personnel changes that Mr. Riedel mentioned, that we want a little flexibility with regard to the golf course, the park maintenance person that we want to make into a non-represented employee for doing mechanical work. We need a little flexibility in negotiating with him on that item. Bob had mentioned that the other day, and that'll be included in the summary of personnel changes. But those were the only two changes made by the committee.
Okay.
On to the resolution. I'm going to refer to the 2012 resolution, if that's all right, Jim.
Yeah, but I just want to side by side, so.
Okay.
I just want to make sure if there's anything being deleted out of the prior year resolution. You want to go through that now and tell us what's being deleted? And then we can talk about what's being added or changed when you do the 2012. So let's take the prior year, and you can just talk about what's being deleted.
Okay, prior year, let's go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah. Time out. This was handed out
last
Thursday. In your packet, you've got the draft of the resolution, and right behind it has prior year.
Oh, okay.
They were clipped together. If somebody needs a prior year, I have it in my office.
No.
Let me grab a few prior years.
Some of this junk.
Terry, it's retiring being in the courthouse all day.
What's that?
I said, it's retiring being in the courthouse all day. We were sitting there watching the city and the county case play out.
It can also be exhilarating.
It was It was exhilarating in the morning and tiring in the afternoon.
Boring, I would imagine. Policies and procedures.
Yeah. We did shut the house.
He's done.
Thank you.
Is that our other guy?
Yeah.
Please.
No, we had at 11:30 and we're on again for 9 o'clock on Monday.
So I don't need any of this stuff.
Is it tomorrow or Wednesday?
We started today, didn't they?
Yeah.
And then tomorrow they're going to start just in the morning because one of the judges needs to be up for a court order mediation tomorrow. Then it's going back to Monday again.
Okay.
I'm set.
Let's see, 2, 4, 6. The 7th one down on the old resolution, whereas the highway funding for state maintenance continues to reduce by the state of Wisconsin, that is eliminated.
Okay.
Next one is the same. The next one refers to the adjustment to the non-classified employee pay plan, formerly the non-representative pay plan.
Okay.
The following one is omitted on the 2011.
Where is the county employee salaries you're seeing was omitted?
Correct.
Okay.
And whereas the new language, some new language here on page one, whereas Act 10 and Act 32 provide for certain employee benefits and collective bargaining changes, that is new.
Okay.
On the 12, whereas the county includes staffing level FTE counts and organizational charts in the 2012 budget, that is new. Whereas temporary salaries funds have been included in the DA's budget, that is new.
You're in the bottom page one?
Okay, yeah. The bottom page one. In 2012, that language with regard to CABA shows up, but it shows up in another spot. So we're done in page one on the 2011 and page one on 2012.
Okay.
Order. Some of these things have moved around. I try to put them in a certain order. So
sure.
If you go down on page two, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, there is the CABA link.
No, okay.
It's existing, but it's just moving.
Yeah.
Second one on page 2 of the 2011 and the first one on page 2 of the 2012 are the same with the exception of that the dollar amount just changed. The vacancy adjustment is reduced by $150,000.
I don't even have page 2 is out of order.
Yeah, it's out of order.
Okay.
All right. Yep.
The top one has been eliminated with the IT on 2011. 2012, the second one, whereas the 2011 budget moved the oversight of the Land Information Office from the Department of Planning and Development to the Register of Deeds as new language. The next three are new languages. Whereas the Director of Planning and Development currently serves as the County Land Information Officer, and whereas the Director of Information Technology shall be the Chief Information Officer. Those three are new language.
What's the significance of Chief Information Officer changing that title?
When I get to the therefore be it resolved, it in fact says that they're the official person for all county computer systems.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
The Sheriff Department staffing is identical language. The insurance, health insurance program is self-funded and is exposed to a degree of volatility. That is the same language. Then we have the COP language. The 2011, whereas the Department of Human Services has numerous programs and providers, that is eliminated.
What was in there for that last year? Was that for that study?
No, it wasn't the study. I think it was for the information you asked for. I don't contract it. When we get there, I'll...
Okay.
The next 1, 2, 3 are identical language in both, having to do with multiple errors. On the 2011, whereas interest rates are at a historical low and the treasury interest on investment revenue has been reduced significantly, that's eliminated. There's a change in the next language where it had previously it said where the county has realized significant savings in housing of juveniles. It says whereas the county has realized a significant savings in juvenile detention and human services placements. The next one is identical language. Emergencies, let's see. The following one regarding the debt issuance is the same. Certain capital projects the same. And the bottom two are the same, with the exception of the date on the bottom one. First of 2012 rather than 2011. Page 3.
It's new.
Did you get rid of the Kemper terminology on
yes.
page 2?
Yes, yes. Sorry, Dan.
The new one.
And the last one is still there, whereas the Joint Services Board has limited Joint Services reserves. That one continues on. Where the city and county have a joint services intergovernmental agreement, that's the same language, a little different language, I should say, but it's basically the same concept.
The city doesn't know it.
Whereas the Sheriff's Department continue fiscal support dotted line fiscal reporting to the Finance Director, that one continues. new language here, whereas the Division of Highway Budget includes capital projects for Pettifogging Spring Dam removal and bridge reconstruction. The procurement of furniture.
Yes.
Procurement of used commodities. The Sheriff's Department consideration revenue for housing of jail inmates. And the Sheriff's Department in need of a storage building, along with the golf course has completed a study, are all new languages on the 2012.
Okay, so we got the dam removals new?
It's from the dam removal down to the, now therefore being resolved, are all new. Mm-hmm. And then on the 2011, the elimination is a reference to the courthouse in Molinaro.
It's gone.
Renovations in the room. The next four are basically identical except for dates. If we go over to page four, we're still top of page four on the 2012, the bottom of page three. On 2011, the first four are identical with the exception of the numbers. This includes the levy we're adopting, the library levy, and the state forestry levy.
So are you going to put a dollar amount in there?
I have it in the one I have for you to sign, the dollar amount.
Okay.
Okay. The page it's out of order is driving me crazy. Next one, two, three, four, five are identical with the exception of the dollar amount for the culpable errors. Last year it was $13,000, this year it's $10,776. The only change in the next one, that the county clerk sell property under the terms and conditions established by the Finance and Administration Committee. I changed from the county board to the Finance and Admin Committee. I believe that's where the direction is in the ordinance. The arbitrage language on bonding is identical. The last one, the finance committee, the only change in the last one where it's that sheet I just handed out that's attached by reference, the changes made by the Finance and Administration Committee, is the change from the Finance Committee to the Finance and Administration Committee. Four on page four of 2011 are eliminated. The new languages are be it further resolved that the added, eliminated, defunded, reclassified, in-range salary adjustments and position name changes as shown in the summary of budgeted personnel changes shall be established with the 2012 budget. Be further resolved that the funded positions in the budget be allowed to be filled and budget modified for appropriation if revenues for said positions become available. Be further resolved that the non-classified pay plan wage and benefits be established and the non-classified pay plan be adopted as per the non-classified pay plan, which is incorporated by reference. It'll be attached and incorporated by reference. And I'm going to change that to attached and incorporated. Mm-hmm. Be it further resolved that the county pay assistant district attorneys an hourly rate for drafting of criminal complaints on weekends commencing with the approval of the budget, not to exceed the temporary salary appropriation. That's new language. Be further resolved that the staffing...
We don't do that now.
We do not do that now.
This is brand new.
This is new.
How much is this?
It's limited to $25,000, and it should be substantially less than that. They defunded a position to fund the ability to do this.
And this was something that they missed the other night, and then I received a call informing me that they were going to bring this up and we were going to at least hit this and then be disclosed. I don't know that anybody from the district attorney's office is here. I was asked whether they needed to be here. I told them I thought we could discuss that issue tonight if there's any concerns. I didn't know that they needed to come here for that. So.
Moving right along.
Be it further resolved that the staffing levels, FTEs, and organizational charts included in the budget are for informational purposes only. Now that we've wound in those organizational charts into the department's budgets and those FTE listings, they're part of the budget document, but we don't want to adopt them as part of the overall budget. Given all the changes that are going on with Act 10 and Act 32.
So where do we authorize our positions?
You basically authorize them through the budget process, but with Act, the only thing we're looking at is with Act 10 and Act 32 that we were able to make any modification we have to make just till we get through that transition.
Well, this is taken away. I mean, I think the supervisors here and they see the summary by department, I think they view that as what they're authorizing positions to be, and you're now saying that's not the case.
Well, I want the flag. We want the flexibility that under the new law, if the unions decertify and we can create, I think in the policies that we can create new wage classifications and move things, some things around, we need that flexibility as we move forward.
But this is staffing level full-time equivalents. I don't know about the other supervisors here, but I certainly I wouldn't support that change. I think that we have the notation in the budget about the positions that we're adding. We spend a lot of time reconciling those positions, and there could be changes there. So we can talk about this now or later, but
let's talk about it now.
Okay.
Yeah, because that specific issue or the flexibility you're looking for can be given to you later from the county board if you really need to do it.
I understand, but we going through this transition, we may need the flexibility, and I don't think it's anything more than that. Okay. Again, I'm trying to think of some alternative language here the organizational charts are, in my opinion, they're reviewed by the department, but I don't know if they're as solid. Last year they were in there.
Well, we're talking about the FTEs.
Yeah.
And that's a separate page.
Right. But they tie out to each other initially. Okay. And last year they were in there for informational purposes, and as I wind them in, I want some flexibility if there's some errors or other things to be able to not be held, have my feet held to the fire on
that. The organizational charts can be for informational purposes and give you latitude to manage your organization, okay. But as far as the staffing levels and a full-time equivalence, I think the board has always looked at those numbers that are on there.
Then I'll take out the word
Staffing level FTE.
Just leave organizational chart in there.
Now take it in out of the whereas.
So just make it organizational charts included in the budget are for informational purposes.
Okay, and then I have to take it out on page one also.
You need a book.
It's been moved by Supervisor Singer to strike the staffing level FTE and from the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth paragraph on page 5. It's been moved by Supervisor Singer, second by Supervisor Gantz. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
On page one as well.
Second from the bottom.
Page one.
Second from the bottom.
It's part of it.
Part of the motion.
It's part of the motion. You can't do one without.
And where was it on page one?
Second from the bottom.
It was a second from the bottom.
Okay. So we're going to just really strike the organizational chart in the budget. The county includes the organizational chart in the budget.
Yeah, for informational purposes only.
Okay. Staffing levels slash FEE count and will be struck. We voted on it. Okay, continue that.
Okay.
Did we vote?
I don't think we voted.
We didn't vote.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Does this where if we're taking it out of the whereas, is that doesn't, it's still in the budget, the FTE numbers?
Yeah. Right?
The organizational charts.
Yes. Because we have the FTEs in this budget book, which are part of the budget.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The amendment carries. Page five, continue.
Budget shuffle.
Okay, page five. If you go to page five in the 2011.
Budget shuffle.
The next three, be it further resolved that budget shortfalls, that savings result from the eliminated position, can reduce the vacancy, and the county continued voluntary reduction in work, our plan, those are continuation of language.
Does that Highway and Parks Golf Division have budgetary latitude? We're striking that, right? From
we're striking that, yes.
In 11? Okay.
And we're striking in 11 that the personnel review and with the administration committee, employee benefits, we're striking that. The Brookside Care Center report of revenues and census, we're striking that. Information technology continuum, we're striking that. Funds may be lapsed to and from the general fund in an amount sufficient to reflect the actual Brookside vacancy adjustment. We're striking that.
Now, why are we doing that one?
Because we no longer, the reduction in vacancy from 13, I think it was 13.5 or 13.6 to 1,210,000, $150,000 reduction in the vacancy. Brookside had a $100,000 vacancy adjustment, and they were ending up with a shortfall anyway, so we eliminated that vacancy adjustment.
Okay.
Okay, now we're going to jump back over to the 2012. Be it further resolved that the county policies and procedures be adopted as the employment guidelines for employees no longer covered by comprehensive contracts as per the attached policies and procedures. That's the policies and procedures that Mr. Riedel reviewed with you and we adopted will be attached here and incorporated here. The next one is that the Conoosa County Board authorize the administration to give notice of intent to terminate contracts to local 5061, 990 professionals whose collective bargaining agreements expire in 2011, and further authorize the administration to give notice of the intent to terminate contracts on 168, 1392, 990 clerical, and 1090 parks whose bargaining agreements expire in 2012 and 13 respectively.
And that's, as in the other one, that's just part of those contract language.
Kind of that contract language where we kept coming back to the board to explain mm-hmm. the contract. We wanted to do them all and give the authorization all in the budget resolution so we didn't have to come back continually one by one.
Okay.
Okay. The health insurance rates, single and family, and Chairman, you had asked a question. Hey, can I have that information for you? Last year, the rates were $92.53 this year for a single, or $94.55 for a family. They were $22.06, and they are $22.745 this year. And it's about a $203 increase for a single and a $539 increase for a family. The rates increased about 2.4%.
So that 94, I have 94.77. Is that the number you have in your resolution, or has that changed? For the single premium?
94.77, excuse me. I have 55 here, so it's a little more.
94.77 single?
So, yeah.
And what's the other figure?
Mm-hmm.
22.745.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 244 difference, single, not a 240.
So just going back to page 5 of 2011, just make, I'm not missing anything. We got the Sheriff's Department be allowed to hire deputies.
I believe that's still in here. Yeah, it is. It's just in a different place.
Okay. And then we did this voluntary
work reduction. That's still in there. That was up further in the page here.
Yeah, I see that.
And then the CABA language, which is the last one, is somewhere else, and it's a little different language. And then the last one in 2012 on page 5 refers to the health plan design, which will be attached and incorporated. That was the third piece that Mr. Riedel had brought to the committee for approval, and we're attaching all three of those pieces.
Okay. Supervisor Gintz.
I know Lori and John will not be happy with this, but I think that we should leave the Brookside reporting on that census information in here. Is there a reason why that information is out? Because I would still like to see those quarterly.
Did we miss that?
No, we talked about it. I had mentioned that on the whereas.
Pardon me?
We'll do it.
Yeah.
We'll continue.
Where is it in here somewhere? Or
it was taken out. If you want to
right
prepare.
Here.
Yeah.
2011, page 5.
It was in there. Like.
Yeah, I'd like to.
I don't think it has to be in a budget resolution to do it.
We'll
either way.
Okay. I mean, it's just good information to know. It's not a negative. I think actually it's positive. So
we have a standard thing now.
So yeah. We'll so I'd like to have that.
So commentary.
Is it something you wanted in the resolution, or are you okay
yes.
with it?
Yes, resolution. So that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth paragraph on page 5 of 2011, it's been moved by Supervisor Gantz, seconded by Supervisor Eckernitz to add it to the budget resolution. And if there's a...
There's a whereas.
Whereas, that you're going to add that as well?
Yes.
Any discussion?
Just that it has to be Finance and Administration Committee.
Finance and Administration
Committee. And he'd do that. So.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Can you give me that again? It was Jeff Ann. Who was the same?
Supervisor Eckernitz.
Trying to take notes and...
We have time.
Take your time.
Is that on there?
Okay. I believe we're moving to page 6. Don't worry, there's only 8 or 9 pages on the resolution.
What page are you moving to?
6.
Page 6.
I got 16 pages. We're only on 6.
He's going to talk fast.
The language on 2011 with regard to the Human Services Review Report, cost effectiveness of the programs. That we have eliminated. I believe that was done.
Was that done, Lori Staves?
No, it was not. It was put on hold, but we're in the process of, I'm getting that contract document done, hopefully by the end of this week. That'll be presented, and then if there's any other questions how you want it further, we'll approach that. We'll continue that.
So you will report that to the Finance and Administration Committee and the
and Human Services
Services
by February?
When are we going to have a hard deadline here?
Yeah, you'll have the end of this week. You should have like the contract document where you can pick and choose which ones you want us to report on, because there's so many that if we reported all the, you know, we'd have a book like this on goals and objectives and stuff. So our understanding was we give you that contract document, which I'll finish this week, and then you can give us some ideas which ones you want or how you want it for in the objectives of the programs and how they reached them, you know, that type of performance.
So that's primarily the purview of the Human Services Committee, primarily. I mean, I think that came out of there's a discussion last year regarding trying, if we have to prioritize the use of our dollar, how do we measure which ones we're going to have to adjust? And it was the committee and the county board trying to get a handle on that. Okay. So something's forthcoming shortly.
Yes, I'm waiting for one other division, and I should have that done, the summary part of it, this by the end of this week, so they'll go out in an email in PDF format. Do you want it to go to all county board supervisors or just?
I think you got to hit it to the human services, that oversight committee. Yeah,
all right. Let them. That's fine.
Okay. Now it kind of jumps all over, so bear with me here. We'll see if we can cover them all. Joel, help me out here to make sure I don't miss any item. I'm sure you can do that.
I'm watching. Yep.
Okay. Mm. The top one in 2012, be it further resolved that the board authorized the administration to establish wage classification schedules to the extent allowed by Act 10 for employees who are no longer covered by collective bargaining agreements as long as they do not exceed the established appropriation.
That's new.
That's new. Next one on 12 is not new.
That's, yep.
The next one is new. It refers to the Director of Land Information serving as the County Land Information Officer. The Planning Director was the prior Land Information Officer, but with the move of Land Information to the Register of Deeds, the appropriate person to be the Land Information Officer is the Director of the Land Information. Be it further resolved that the Director of Division of Information Technology, CIO / CIO designee, shall approve all county computer systems.
And you're going to add that S in there, systems?
Yes, sir.
It says system.
I have it on mine. I went through and cleaned up most of the typos and little things that you don't have that I didn't hand out. The deputies here, we talked about that earlier, where it was on a different page in the 11 one. Here we get into the CABA language. $500,000 funding to provide additional funding for the High Impact Economic Development Fund. Be it further resolved that it is determined that there is no need for the CABA High Impact Fund at the time the county issues bonds. The bonds will not be issued for said purpose. And that the CABA Economic Development funding not be subject to the county debt policy. Those three are new with regard to the CABA.
What does that mean, though? I mean, who determines whether there's no need? If it is determined, you say, but who does that?
Well, I think the administration would look and see if CABA has spent any of their $1 million. I think when Mr. Battle was here, we talked if there was no need and they hadn't issued any of their money from the $1 million we gave them last year, that we would evaluate and determine whether there was.
So they wouldn't get the $500,000.
Right.
So then, what's happened to on the bonding?
We would not issue the bonds for that.
So what you're saying is that if the county executive determines there's no need, is that what you're saying?
That's basically if the administration, the county executive determines.
It doesn't say administration, but don't you think that language should be tightened up then?
So you want to say that
somebody.
I can say the county executive.
Otherwise, you could argue, CABA determines. Who determines?
If the county executive determines that there is no need for CABA, so you okay?
Yeah, I'll make that change.
And if the county executive determines
by
that there is no need.
It is determined by the conduct.
I'll make that motion.
It's been moved by Supervisor Singer, second by Supervisor Gentz. Any discussion on the amendment? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The amendment carries.
Okay, we're going to finish. Let's finish going down this page because most of this language is new on this page.
Why are we saying it's not subject to the debt policy? What's the reason?
Dave, you want
to? Well, the report that we provided it does include it in the debt policy in the 70 basis points. So when Mike was here earlier, he gave you a report, and those numbers do include it when we're hitting 70 basis points. But there, when we were evaluating this, there was a desire to exclude that from the debt policy so that you could issue it above and beyond the 70 basis points if the board just wanted to do that. So that was our understanding what the desire was. So that would be permissible. So this one item on a one-time basis would be above and beyond the debt policy.
So this is like having your credit card that's got a max on it, and now you're saying we can go over for this reason. I mean, it's about priority again.
Is there a need for this?
Actually, I had heard it from the committee that there's a desire to do that, so that's what we did it. If you don't want it, it's up to you.
I mean, I question whether it met our policy, not so much from a 70 basis point, but our debt policy as to what we borrow for, and it was the concern about borrowing for reoccurring items versus one-time items or capital items, I think was the distinction.
This is a one-time item, but this is intended to be an ongoing concern.
So that statement would cover this concern out there. I'm okay with it.
In whether it's considered to be a one-time item, maybe it's a one-time item this year, but if you go back and listen to the tapes in the committee or on the county board, when we adopted the CABA resolution, obviously subject to the availability of funds, but there was an intent that we were going to fund this for a while until this economy got going. So it's my expectation that you're likely going to have funding that is going to be requested next year. So this is, it's not a one-time thing. My own personal opinion is I don't think we should accept or make an exception to our policy for something that we shouldn't make an exception to that policy. We're at 70 basis points. We're at 70. And then you get into making a decision about prioritizing how you're going to spend your money.
I'm going to move to strike that clause.
Second.
Then move by Supervisor Rose, second by Supervisor Eckernes on the amendment. Any discussion? All in favor?
It's not going to affect for the purposes. Yep. That I thought that was your concern, was the purpose of the funding or the bonding. That was a concern, not the fact that it was part of the 70 basis points or not.
My concern, it's a separate concern. We have a policy that says 70 basis points, and I'm just saying let's stick with our policy and prioritize how we spend our money.
I don't have a problem with that policy. What I have a concern does our additional policies allow us to do the bonding for this? I think that was your question, right? As far as whether it was something we could actually bond for. Purpose.
That was the other question that was raised. And
my question is by eliminating it, does it stop that from happening?
Sure.
This change wouldn't affect that. It is lawful, allowable to bond for this purpose, and this policy resolution before you would permit the county to do that, to bond for this purpose. The only change that I see being made is that it would have to be within the 70 basis points of equalized value, as all other projects are.
Then I'll support it.
For the current year, based on what Mike Harrigan presented to us, we are within the limit. And next year, we have like $1.5 million of
unaccounted for what we're going to use that money
still
for,
then
it's going up to $3 million and whatnot.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The amendment carries.
This is new.
Okay. The final three on that and five on that page are new language. That no capital improvements are done on Brightondale Red Course until a policy on golf is determined by the county board.
Before you move up in that one, I think the language should be specific. Policy on golf, what does that mean, policy on golf? I mean, reducing the number of holes, reducing debt, I mean, what does that mean? Or does it mean something else? But I think we need to have more specific language. And we have a policy on golf. We have a golf course. That's the policy.
So it's still approved by the county board? I mean, they can come back in and get authorization to...
No capital improvements done until approved by the county board. Is that right?
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay. Is that what you mean?
The red is dead. The red is dead.
Oh, okay. All right, fine.
It's defined as a capital improvement. I mean, they still have to maintain the course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maintenance, yes. Capital improvement, no.
So, being further, no capital improvements are done on Brightondale Red Course until approved. So, we're going to strike until a policy on golf is, and we're going to determine that we're going to replace that with approved.
All right. So moved.
Then moved by Supervisor Rose, second by Supervisor Singer. Any discussion?
Just from a procedural standpoint, do you want to have it come to this committee first for any proposed changes and then go to
I think it'll follow, I think county board, it'll follow the
committee structure.
Yeah, a county board committee. You want it to be that
it'll still come
oversight
through.
Committee, maybe.
I would move
yeah,
that.
It should. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So go to oversight and then define
it. It will.
Because it's capital, so it has to come to us.
Yeah,
well, it doesn't hurt to put
so
in the language
already
here.
So county board requires it to go through the committee. That's
it's a gift.
Okay.
The next one, would be for the
amendment, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Amendment carries.
Who was it? It was Terry. Who was the second on the
amendment? Singer.
Where's our new?
Ready to continue on?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, like the next four, be further resolved that the county applied for, and if the county receives any grant funding for Petrifying Springs Dam reconstruction and bridge reconstruction project, that any bond funding not required for said project be reappropriated and used for the county Trunk Highway K project.
Where are we at?
Yeah, where are you reading from?
Right under the approved.
Right,
approve.
Right under the Brightondale Red.
Fourth from the bottom.
Right under Brightondale
right
Red.
Which is the okay. Fourth
the
from the bottom.
Yeah.
The next one.
The next two have to do with the purchasing of used equipment, machinery, and vehicles, and then to be able to sole source those if it's deemed appropriate.
Can when that happens, if there's some sort of materiality, can there at least be a reporting to the Finance and Administration Committee relative to when we're doing that, just so it can be monitored? How you know, if you're making a purchase of a used item that's more than, I don't know, $10,000, I don't know. I just want to be able to at least monitor, because we're getting away from a competitive bid process, and I realize you can't do that when you're buying something used, but we should at least be made aware. I think you should at least be.
I would move that anything over $2,500.
That's probably a low number. What's a acceptable level by the administration?
20.
$20.
$20,000.
I want to say 10,000 only because when you get into used equipment.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a reasonable number.
So we're going to, where would you squeeze that in? We're on the second to last paragraph?
I'll find a way.
Okay,
because it applies to both. I guess in compliance with any other requirement, I guess the other requirement is the 10,000.
10,000 or moving.
Is the other requirement, and I'll squeeze something in there.
So the amendment by Supervisor Singer, second by Supervisor O'Day, is going to be for any purchases of 10,000 or more that they report those to the Finance and Administration Committee at least annually. I don't think you need to come in for every time you do that, but if you do it, just so there's a report, an annual report to the...
I think they're going to want to bring it in.
You want to bring it in all
day? They're going to want to bring it in because it's going to be a positive, usually.
At least annually.
Yeah.
I just think, at least annually, so they can at least monitor it. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The amendment carries.
The final one is the sheriff's construction of a storage building. Not to begin until plans for said building have been reviewed and approved by the Public Works and Facilities Committee. Okay, page here. And that the Finance and Administration Committee has reviewed that sufficient surplus jail revenue will be available to fund said project.
So the question there, does it require that, under one use, you have the committee review and approve, does it require that we just, that when we're reviewing it, that sufficient surplus jail revenue is available, or are we to take any action? Or are we just saying it's available? I mean, how are we going to get that on the record? Supervisor Rose.
I think that we should have the county board approve this if those committees are going to do that. And I would still...
We're going to have to, almost.
Can you just please explain what you're trying to do, Supervisor Rose?
Well, you're saying that these committees review and approve. And I don't think they should be the sole judge of something as important as that.
Is number one, in the budget, we're contemplating surplus revenues. And what we said last week was if we don't have the revenues, you can't do it. So we're saying you can go ahead and do it. Are you concerned that they're going to, you want to be involved as a county board with determining the style of the building? Is that what you're looking to do?
Well, size, cost, take another look at it. I mean, what we've authorized is very, very general. You don't even know how big it is.
I think that's fair. So your proposed amendment, can you work on that?
If I may.
Yes.
I think if you just put that the Finance and Administration Committee has reviewed and approved, I think the county board already approved the appropriation and the budget. So
how much?
You know, it's just a matter of the Public Works Committee and Facilities Committee looking at the scope of the building and making sure that they approve that and that the Finance Committee determine that the funds are available. And by saying review and approve, if sufficient surplus funds are available, the approval is the thing that's missing from this. That's all right.
Sounds good. You okay with that, Todd? Supervisor Rose?
Yes.
And it's going to be done by the Oversight Committee, the Facilities Committee, and then Finance is going to make sure the funds are available.
Okay.
So it's been moved by Supervisor Rose, second by Supervisor Singer, to add the word and approve, has reviewed, then and approved. That sufficient surplus jail revenue will be available. Well, where's the review and approve on the, you're gonna get review and approve for both steps. You're gonna get the plans. What we're talking about, reviewing and approving the plans and reviewing and approving the finance, that we have the,
Well, I guess I already used reviewed and approved on the plans, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So we don't need to change that part.
I just missing it from the finance and administration committee.
There you go. So that's the amendment. Any discussion? All in favor on the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Amendment carries. Do you want to just run down old page 6 and just make sure what we have? And maybe
well, let's go with the first one, because the first one on page 6 and page 7, page 6 of 11 and page 7 of 12 are identical.
Okay.
Then, I believe the language on 11 is still there with regard to the health insurance reserve should be in 12 also. It's there somewhere. I know that. Then you get into the housing authority ones, which are just authorization to carry over all prior housing authority grants.
Okay, so continue down in the new one.
Okay.
It seems like we're going to get to those.
Yeah, encumbrances, carryovers. They're all on both page 6 of 11 and 7 of 12. Reserves and carryovers, expenditures funded with carryovers. Appropriations shall not be authorized until such time as initial resolution. Those are the same. And that appropriation costs related to the issuance of bonds. Those are the same. So you're everything through 6 and through 2011, and then up till the last two on 7 of 2012.
Those are covered on 7 of 11.
So if you go to top of, on the 2011, if you go to top of 2000, page 7, and the bottom of page 7 on 2012, those next two are identical. Moving to page 8 on 2012, page 7 on 2011, with regard to emergency and the definition of emergency. And then the next one, the board here authorizes the administration to appropriate amount not to exceed. We moved from 5,000 to 10,000 that we can appropriate in an emergency. Next three are on both 11 and 12. New one on the 12 is that any available surplus funds within Corporation Council budget for legal services be carried forward to 2012. I think there was some discussion relative to the Corporation Council budget, and they had some money appropriated for legal services, and rather than appropriate more, this is the language we were proposing to be able to take care of his possibility of needing additional dollars. The next one is new, that any available surplus funds within juvenile intake for housing juveniles in secure detention be used for human services alternatives or for youth job programs. Correspondingly, any surplus in human services alternative programs or youth job programs can be used to cover any juvenile intake secured detention shortfall. I think last year, if you looked at last year's language, it said we could use any juvenile intake surplus for youth job programs. What we want to do, since we cut the placement dollars down and we cut juvenile intake down, we want to make sure that neither of them have a problem and we can move that money. Either it's all secured detention money and juvenile money, so we want to be able to move it back and forth between juvenile intake and human services. Register of deeds is the same, planning is the same in 12, and the next one is the same. Let me go over to the 11 budget.
This is trade services.
We eliminated the language with regard to Kemper Center. We eliminated the language with regard to human services. and we eliminated the language with regard to the treasurer and financial services work jointly on our request. Over to 8 in 2011, the top two are eliminated. The one I talked about with the juvenile intake. The other one is with regard to Brookside supplemental funds in excess. We currently budget the SP money in the no longer in the non-departmental, but in the Brookside budget, so there's no need for that. The register of deeds search fee, that's a carryover.
Is that Sheriff's Department language standard, or is that what?
Which one are you looking at?
Page 9.
Oh, no, no.
Let me finish on page 8.
All right.
We're still on
page 8, the last one, that's modified language that the county may advance to joint service in an amount not to exceed $100,000 for cash flow purposes. I think last time it said that we changed the date of paying joint services from the 15th to the 1st. The IGA took care of the date required to pay joint services. This just refers to if they have any cash flow problems.
Come on, it's just a pocket.
On page 8 of 12, that is new language with regard to the IGA. It's just modified language. The city has not issued the bonds on the safety building to us yet, and we still need that flexibility because there is going to be some reconciling between the operating costs of paying joint services and the debt service payment from the city when we finally sort that all out. It shouldn't be any additional levy, but there'll be some differences between the two. Sheriff's Department fiscal staff maintain dotted line reporting to the county finance and administration. That is continued language. Is that the one you're questioning?
Whether sheriff jail revenue should be accounted for special revenue.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'll get to that. Okay. And that's new language. It's the fifth from the bottom, or fifth from the top. That the finance division review and determine whether sheriff jail revenue should be accounted for in special revenue or internal service fund and make the appropriate accounting and budget modification if it is determined to be appropriate method to account for jail operation.
Yeah.
That's an accounting change we want to look at. We want to make sure that we can make that change, and if so, we want to account for it in a special revenue fund.
What does that mean, though?
That's something that I brought up earlier in the year. It does a couple things. Number one, the jail revenue that we have relative to any other counties, we're significantly different than other counties. And by having those jail expenditures go to have those be in the general fund, it moves our base up with general fund expenditures, and it has a impact on our reserve policy. So by being able to slide those out into a service fund, potentially you take all those expenses out of the general fund, it brings our reserve percentage up. So to the outside financial world, that's
so this is
one.
A policy, not just a substantive, not just a procedural change.
Mm-hmm.
It's a policy change as to how you account and define what's in the general fund. The other thing that
this enhances the general fund.
It enhances the general fund. It should, because you're taking expenses away from the denominator in that calculation.
It makes it true.
And then the other thing that it does, it allows the jail or the jail and the sheriff's department to be more appropriately benchmarked against our peers, because you can't, when you try to benchmark and you've got this massive for-profit,
income,
if you will, operation going on inside the jail, it makes it really hard to analyze. So now you can look at patrol, you can look at all your various different segments. So
you know how much that's going to change I mean, have you figured, using this, what difference would that make, round numbers?
Well, we haven't really done the math on it. I would say...
You have 6.5 million in revenues?
Yeah. Say 6 to 7 million in revenue. You'll move at least half that of spending out.
Probably 4 million of expenses times 17%.
So how would that impact the general fund?
It won't impact the general fund, but it'll impact the percentage that we're calculating.
Of reserves,
operating.
It will lower, you know, that 17% threshold by roughly 700,000, roughly. So when you're looking at what your target is, you're kind of you're lowering the target because as the when we adopted that policy, and then the jail revenues just kept kind of
taking off,
and it just kept moving that bar higher and higher. Mm-hmm. So I mean,
it's a more true bar. Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, if that bar is brought within a reasonable level compared to really what other counties are doing, it puts you into a situation that you attain that. When you attain that goal, now previously when we were over our general fund goal, we utilized those excess reserves to lower the bonding for capital projects. Mm-hmm. So
that's a good thing.
Okay, I guess on page 9 of 2012, the first one on the IGA and the one we just discussed on the Special Revenue and Internal Service Fund are the only two new ones on that page. Then I'll jump over to page to the 2011 on page 8 and just go from the top. We talked about the number one, the first one where I changed it to include human services and the back and forth between youth job programs and placements. Brookside SPP is gone. Registered deed search fee continued on. Department of Planning Development Fund 206 stays. Legal expenditures associated with insurance, that one stayed. Capital projects within to be moved allows us to recoup county dollars if the project is.
I missed that legal expenditure one. I was looking for that. Where is that? I didn't see it on the 2012.
Should be here.
That's right.
It's not I wanted in here.
I didn't see it.
Page 8.
Page 8. The first one.
Page 8 of 2011.
That's Corporation Council. I thought this was
legal.
Well, if it's not here, I'll make sure it gets in there.
I don't see it anymore.
We want to make sure that they'll... Okay, we'll make sure. We got to delete it. We got to inadvertently delete it. But okay, I'll go on. Capital projects be allowed to move. That one, I would just want to find that one. That one's still continued. The joint services was just a change on the payments being made because the IGA covers that. The IGA language I have in there with regard to levy neutral to adjust. The dotted line authority, we had that in 11 and 12. The Molinaro building, we no longer need the Molinaro building in the courthouse restoration to continue on. Language with regard to the county does hereby support and endorse any policy adopted in the previous budget and direct that policy continues previously adopted. That continues on. The SALT continues on. and the language, when language in the budget resolution or previous adopted board action conflicts with the budget action reflected in the numbers account within the budget, that stays. Move over to page 9 on 2011. Last two items are identical to the last two for 2012. So the only one I have to really look for is that one on legal expenditures and make sure it gets in there if it's not in there somewhere. I need a secretary to do some redlining for me. Be much easier. Next, I want to get into the appropriation unit because there is some changes there. I'm not, if you don't mind, Mr. Chairman, I'm not going to compare it back and forth. I'll just tell you the changes here because everywhere in the document we tried to change from the Finance Committee to the Finance and Administration Committee. Page 11. Department of Human Services now includes all division. I believe Brookside was excluded, and the Public Works includes all divisions. I believe the Safety Building and the Human Services Building were excluded. Yes.
You need to change it on the top of it. Did you correct that to say 2012?
Yeah, to say 2012. Nothing else on page 11. Fourth one down, information technology to have budget latitude to make operational changes that need to improve the safety and security of information technology as long as the changes are levy neutral. That was in the budget resolution last time. We moved it over to the appropriation unit. We'd like to continue some latitude there when it comes to safety and security. Same thing with the Public Works Division, budgetary latitude, we'd like to continue that on. The other language, okay. I believe the other one, the Golf Division, in instances where costs exceed the appropriation, the Finance Director shall have the authority to increase the appropriation in the event that costs are fully funded by the golf revenues and not and will not result in loss of revenue. Okay. I think now that we have a budget that's within $150,000 on the revenue side, which is a little more realistic. If they exceed those revenues and they need to appropriate a little more expense, that we'd be able to do that. Final language is continuation language. Top page 13, this is new language with regard to the appropriations within the building fund there. It's levy neutral, but sometimes we have problems within appropriations.
So just going back to that golf thing, what are you envisioning happening or why do you need that?
Well, right now we're within $150,000 of budgetary revenues to the actuals. And if we're getting to a point where we start exceeding those revenues, we may need to add a little additional expense to keep it up. We don't want to get in a situation, and I don't want to, I guess I'll use the kind of flippant example of we don't want them to not be able to buy hot dogs at the end of the season because they don't have enough revenue or expenditures appropriated. But we're so close to hitting our being able to hit our revenue numbers, and when you're within $150,000, I think it's now the appropriate time to give them that flexibility if we get there. Where am I? Page 13. Top of page 13. Like I said, that is where we charge back the departments and human services and that internal service fund, that building fund, and we want the flexibility to move between the appropriations. It's a levy neutral.
Mm-hmm. We
we had that language also for Brookside last year, relative to allowing them to adjust the appropriations.
We had that last year. We've had that for a while.
Okay.
I think the other new one has is the fourth between departments. Departments may have budgetary levels where they make operational changes for interdepartmental expenditures for equipment maintenance as needed, as long as the change is levy neutral. We want to be able to have departments do work for other departments without charging them at a rate that I guess the example is highway. We want to be able to come up with a mechanism so highway can do work on other pieces of equipment, but not charge them the rate that they would charge other government, the state or municipalities when they're charging a department. That's clear enough explanation on that. Mm-hmm.
Is the same.
I believe that's it. And then the other is basically the last piece attached here. We have to incorporate the numbers once we finalize the budget, and we have our policy on capitalization attached. So
no changes there.
Cal, can I ask a question?
Sure.
On the elimination of grant-funded positions, what page is that on? I thought I saw it. I was looking back and I can't find it.
Supervisor Holman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it's very, very helpful to be able to review the 2011 resolution along with 2012 and see the changes. But I noted that we spent an hour and a half on it, which is maybe about 6-7 minutes per page. A quarter of that time is actually spent to an actual dialogue, making amendments and asking questions. So I would wonder if perhaps for next year, if staff could just simply put this in a Microsoft Word file, click a button, and show us what the differences are, and we can review it and make amendments and ask questions if necessary. So we don't take up so much time to get the real efficiencies that we're seeking out of the work that we do.
Thank you. We'll let the next Finance Committee Chairman worry about that.
That's the puck.
Thank you. Thank you, Supervisor Holman. I'd love to have somebody rather than myself to listen and go through it. It's
there's a.
I'm looking for the question next.
Oh, okay.
It's a tough question.
Mm-hmm. Top of page 7.
Well, it's in the second from the top.
Of what page?
What 7. Page? Further, accepting case of specific action by the county board, all positions, including the budget, which are fully or partially grant funded, shall be terminated if the grant is terminated and alternate non-levy funding is not available.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll move the resolution.
Second.
I have one more item before we move the resolution. I have an amendment. We handed out the Kenosha County Fiscal Operations memo policy. And in parts of this, the resolution that we have now, it talks about a dotted line authority to the
sheriff,
finance director. Is that
right?
And a couple years back, when Jim Cruiser became county executive, he started eliminating these silos of accounting. We had Public Works had their own accounting where they reported to the director. Rather than to the director of the division, rather than to our chief financial officer in the county. They went through and they have been working through that in human services, public works. And this is just, at this point, the directive of the county board is to say all financial operations are under the direction of the chief financial officer, of our county. It makes good accounting sense. The silos that we have out there at this point in time, I think that are left are circuit courts in the sheriff's department. But it's going to allow for more consistent data gathering, We're talking about undertaking this major project on, what do we call it, information? This major project on it's all financially driven. And I just think it's important that we as a county board establish that all fiscal operations come under the purview of Dave Gearson. So this, I'm proposing, is this a policy or is this a matter? How are you going to incorporate
it? You would put language in the budget resolution that just refers to this and incorporates this document by reference, and then we would attach this document to the resolution.
So I would ask for someone to move and second that this be adopted in within this resolution. There's some, and Al can find it on what pages, but there's some reference in here already that talks about dotted line authority. You know where that is?
So the sheriff's department.
Yeah. The intent then is to eliminate that language and incorporate this language.
Yes.
I'll move to amend the resolution.
Second.
It's been moved by Supervisor Rowe, second by Supervisor O'Day. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The amendment carries. It's been moved by Supervisor Rose to adopt the resolution as amended. Second by Supervisor Singer. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I just want to say thank you to the administration, to all the supervisors that aren't on this committee that came, and
absolutely
to all the supervisors on this committee. It's always good to be down.
Motion to adjourn.
When will you sign this record?
I'm going to distribute the signature page, please, now, if we could. Thank you to the committee.
Don't leave it up.
And I'll review to make sure all the amendments we did that last year. I'll review with Al that all the amendments have been made.
Thank you for all your time and coming here with all of
us. Thank you. Adjourned by Supervisor O'Day, second by Supervisor Singer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? I'll stay. We're adjourned.
All opposed can stay.
Yes.
So what I'll do, I'll
thank you.
Still, that wasn't...